Blog Talk Radio. Some other terms, and of course, that's interrelated or connected in some way may not be directed, but seemingly indirected, or however, it is still a part of the whole scenario of which we're going to be talking about as it relates to compassion. Hallelujah, glory to God, because we got to understand, we must understand that there is the human factor in everything that we do. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. As you know, I'm your host, Dr. Lily L. Robinson Condesso. We are L. Robinson Condesso Ministries. Hallelujah, here in North Miami, Florida. And you can reach us at drlily@yahoo.com or my website, www.apostlecondesso.com. Our call-in number is here on the broadcast. It's 319-527-6788. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We just thank him, hallelujah, for his goodness and for his mercy. Hallelujah, in all that he has done. Praise God for us in our lives. You know, so many things that transpired during the week. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's not so easy. Sometimes it's challenging. But, you know, thank God that he is there regardless of whether it's challenging or whether it's something that is easy to handle, whatever it may be, that you can trust him if you're willing to acknowledge him and lean on him. Hallelujah, glory to God, that you're not acknowledging where you're just leaning on your own understanding. Praise God, sometimes we tend to do that. We have a knowledge or understanding to some degree, but yet sometimes at the moment of crisis, we don't take time to think about, hey, wait a minute, I do have someone that I can call on. Hallelujah, glory to God. I have a shoulder that I can cry on, and it's an ever-present shoulder. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we have to remember that, especially in times as such as we are going through. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. We are going to not prolong the time. We want to get ready to go into prayer because we definitely want to get this message in, the teaching in today. And, of course, we want you to be able to just receive it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. And be able to share it with someone else as well in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. So we want to get ready to go right into prayer. Hallelujah, glory to God. Anything that you, problems or situations, scenarios that you're dealing with that you would like prayer for here while we are on the air, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We are open also, hallelujah, glory to God, to minister to you in that way as well. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. After we have done with the program, you can always call us directly and we will be able to minister to you with regard to whatever the situation is. But right now, we want to get ready to come in agreement. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, thank you. And we want to ask you to come in agreement along with us on whatever is on your heart, whatever your needs are, whatever your situation, circumstance, condition are, or if you know someone else that is going through. Hallelujah, glory to God, and you want to stand in the gap on their behalf. That's right, and well, we can also cover them in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. If you'll let them send us names, feel free to do that as well, and we'll be able to connect with you on that as well by calling us at 305-917-5223 or drlily@yahoo.com. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Once again, hallelujah again, Father, for coming and being able, Father God, to just lift up our voice on high before you, thanking you and praising you for how you have brought us through into this time, praying, Father God. Oh God, you're so gracious and so merciful and so full of love. We thank you. Thank you for us. We are talking and teaching and sharing on the word of compassion today, for the compassion that you have shown toward us. And you have enabled us from time to time to this show toward us. We thank you for that. And we thank you today, Lord, that as we embrace this word, Father, as we embrace this term and look a little deeper into it, Father, that we will become mindful, even more mindful, Lord Jesus, of the needs of those that are around us. So we realize we can't solve every problem. That's not up to us. That's up to you. But we can certainly come before you. And we can certainly lay those problems before you, those situations before you. And we can ask you for your divine intervention. And Lord God, we thank you for it. And we know that as we come, Father God, faithfully, committedly, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will not turn your back, that you will hear because you know the heart already. You're touched by our infirmities. And Lord, we thank you that as I present these, thy ones that are coming, even that will listen, those that are here now, those that will come in later, and hallelujah, glory to God, Jesus, those that are down the road, whenever they come in, Lord God, and listen to this message, listen to this prayer in the name of Jesus, that it's still alive, that Lord God, whatever is going on in their lives, that mercy, grace, and love, and the compassion of God will be there, Father God. We thank you for that. And we give you the praise, the honor, and glory, and thanksgiving for what's being done. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for what you're going to do for us in the midst of it all. In the name of Jesus and those that we lift up to you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, Lord. For you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. A little more of a song. Be right back. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And now, our message. Hallelujah.
The compassion.
With studying emphasis on the subject of empathy, part one. On last week, we concluded with the mercy of God, part seven, to ask the response of those to whom mercy has been shown sometimes. And that, of course, how this characteristic of mercy caused Christ to go among all kinds of people to help believers are to respond to the mercy shown to them in the same way. Wherever, whenever, however, and as much as they are able. And there are several terms in our description that relates to compassion, such as synonyms, which are sympathy, empathy, feeling, kindness, commiseration, regret, pity, generosity, just to mention a few. And typically, people can sympathize much easier than they can empathize. Compassion takes empathy and sympathy a step further. When you are compassionate, you feel the pain of another, i.e., example, empathy. Or you recognize that the person is in pain, i.e., sympathy. And then you do your best to alleviate the person's suffering from that situation. And today we are picking up on a new subject matter, which, of course, is the compassion of God, with specific emphasis on empathy, as stated before. Compassion being defined as sympathetic, pity, concern for the suffering or misfortune of others. The word compassion comes from the Middle English and derives from Old French via ecclesiastical Latin compassion, from compati, to suffer with. As we heard in Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, the English noun compassion meaning to suffer together with comes from the Latin. And this prefix, of course, is C-O-M, that's con, comes directly from C-O-M, an archaic version of the Latin preposition and affix C-U-M. The passion segment is derived from passus, and that is P-A-S-S-U-S, past participle of the despondent verb, or hateor, or patty, passus, some. Compassion is thus related in origin, form, and meaning to the English noun patient, one who suffered, from patience, and that is P-A-T-I-E-N-S, present participle of the same patior, and is akin to the Greek verb. And that verb, of course, is P-A-S-K-H-E-I-N, to suffer, and or to its covenant. Praise God. And the term covenant derives from the Latin noun cognatus, which means blood relative, historical linguistics. Cognates or lexical cognates are sets of words in different languages that have been inherited or in direct descendant from an etymological ancestor in a common parent language. Because language changes and can have radical effects on both the sound and the meaning of a word, cognates may not be obvious, and often it takes rigorous study of historical sources and the application of the comparative method to establish whether lexemes are cognate. Cognates are distinguishable from loan words, where a word has been borrowed from another language, etc. It is a noun. It ranks a great virtue in the numerous philosophies, and compassion is considered in almost all major religion traditions as among the greatest of virtue. And of course, a virtue is defined as in Latin virtus, and that's V-I-R-T-U-S. It's a trait of excellence that may be moral or intellectual. The cultivation and refinement of virtue is held to be the good of humanity, and thus to value as an end purpose of life or foundational principles of being. In human practical ethics, a virtue is a disposition to whom words and actions that are successful by showing high moral standards, doing what is right and avoiding what is wrong in a given field of endeavors. By taking pleasure in doing what is right, even when it is difficult or initially unpleasant, virtue becomes habitual. Such a person is said to be virtuous through having cultivated this disposition. The opposite of virtue is vice, and the vicious people take pleasure in habitual wrongdoing until it destroys him and or her or them. Mm-hmm. Amen. Compassion involves feelings for another and is a precursor of empathy. The feeling as another capacity, as opposed to sympathy, the feeling towards another. In common parlance, active compassion is desire to alleviate another's suffering. Compassion involves allowing ourselves to be moved by suffering and experiencing the motivation to help alleviate and prevent it. An act of compassion is defined by its helpfulness. Qualities of compassion are patience and wisdom, kindness, perseverance, warmth, and resolve. and it's often thought, though not inevitably, the key component in what manifests in the social content as altruism. Expression of compassion is prone to be hierarchical, paternalistic, and controlling in responses. The difference between sympathy and compassion is that the former responds to others suffering with sorrow and concern, whereas the latter responds with warmth and care. An article by the Clinical Psychology Review suggests that compassion consists of three factors: noticing, feeling, and responding. Compassion motivates people to go out of their way to relieve the physical, mental, or emotional pain of others and themselves. Compassion is often regarded as being sensitive to the emotional aspects of the suffering of others when based on notions such as fairness, justice, interdependence. It may be considered rational in nature. The Bible tells us in Colossians 3:12, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. In Exodus 33:19, it says, New International Version, and the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim thy name, the Lord, in your presence, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Amen. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you and us. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. Isaiah 49:10 says, they will neither hunger nor thirst, nor will the desert heat or the sun beat down on them. He who has compassion on them will guide them and lead them beside springs of water. And 1 Peter 3:8 tells us, finally, all of you, be kind, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Lamentations 3:22-23 tells us this. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is what the Lord Almighty says. Administer true justice. Show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the foreigner or the poor. Do not plot evil against each other. Also, the question is asked, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hand. Your walls are ever before me.
Hallelujah.
And Isaiah 49:15 says this, praise God. This is what the Lord Almighty said again. Administer true justice. Show mercy, compassion one to another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the foreigner or the poor. Do not plot against evil against each other. And in closing, praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive, hallelujah, from God. And that is 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. So remember, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. God wants us to show compassion, hallelujah, glory to God. Allow our hearts to feel and identify with those who are going through. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And no situation is the same. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Many times, oftentimes, there will be various scenarios. And there are times when you can assist directly within the end of yourself. But there are times when you may have to be a referral. to someone else that can help. Whatever you can do, do it to the best of your ability. He expects you to do that and nothing more. Amen. Amen. May God bless you and keep you. Until next time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll be picking back up in part two. We're going to be talking about empathy. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We pray, hallelujah, that you have gotten something out of what we have shared today with regard to our teaching compassion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It's not reserved just for one or two people. It's reserved for all of us. Yes, God said he will have mercy on whom he chose and on compassion. He will have compassion on whom he chose. But remember, we are his people, and we are a chosen generation. He has promised, hallelujah, glory to God, through Christ, to be that sustaining line for us. But we have to come to him. We have to acknowledge him. We have to ask him, and as we do, that he is able, hallelujah, glory to God, to move and to step into our situation. Because we have already invited him to come in. We are not saying, no, God, I'll take care of this myself. We are saying, yes, Father, we need your help. Yes, Jesus, we need it. Yes, Holy Spirit, we need your help. Hallelujah, glory to God. And when we do that, we can expect there to be some type of movement. Hallelujah, glory to God. We may not always understand how or when. Hallelujah, glory to God. But we can know for sure that there will, in fact, be a movement. There will be a change. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because my grandmother used to say, he sits high and he looks low. Hallelujah, glory to God. And truly, I have found that to be very true. He may seem afar off, but he's very near. All you have to do is call. We're going to go back to the music a little bit, and we'll be back.
Thank you.